You tune into the most vulnerable, most honest, most blessed, the most blessed, man. It's Justin Blessed, man. Yo! Man. We here. We alive. We not 6 feet under. So we 6 feet blessed. Feel me? Damn. Life's good. Life's great. I'm blessed. I'm thankful. You feel me? Man, I hope y'all feeling good. Y'all feeling blessed, man. Hey, make sure y'all subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Rate, share, do all that for your boy. Man, if y'all didn't hear him before, please subscribe to the podcast. Share and do all those great things for your boy because we continue to grow. Grow, grow, grow like a beautiful tree. You feel me? You already know what it is. You already know what it is. From the east to the west, they knew who this is. It's Justin Blessed. Justin Blessed, nothing less. And you tuned in to the Justin Blessed podcast. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 Woo, bro. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Just got back from the gym. Yo, boy. Just got back from the gym. I had a great workout. Your boy did legs. Feel me? Had a good stretch beforehand. So, man, we're feeling good. We're feeling great. You feel me? And hopefully y'all feeling good. Y'all feeling great, man. Make sure y'all take care of yourselves, man. I saw some old people in the gym. They look like they're about like 50, 60 up there. And they're like working out and stuff. And I was like, man, that is cool. That is good. Because you being active like that is to keep you away from them canes. You feel me? Keep you away from those wheelchairs. You feel me? Keep you away from the assistant living homes and older homes and all that other stuff, man. Make sure y'all take care of y'all body, man. For real. Take care of that stuff, man. I saw this one nigga, I was in the sauna after I was done working out, right? I went to the sauna and there's a skinny nigga that came in there, but this nigga had a beer belly. I was like, bruh. I'm like, bruh. Man, you fucking up, bro. You fucking up big time, bro. You need to get your life together, nigga. Like, nigga, what the hell, bro? Like, his stomach looks so deformed. Like, his body look weird. Look like the ants, you feel me? Like, y'all seen the movie The Ants, right? You see how, like, they would, like, be like, no, not the ants. It looked like that freaking monster, alien, or whatever from Men in Black. That's what I meant. Men in Black, not ants. Men in Black. You know how that nigga was standing, had a beer belly, but his nigga's skinny? Like, yeah, bro. That's how nigga was looking. I was like, bruh, you looking horrible out here, my guy. Like, horrible. But, man, it is what it is, though, bruh. Hey, bruh. I was on Twitter. I found something real funny, bruh. But it is facts, though. This nigga, this nigga Joe Biden. Nah, this nigga Elon Musk said this, bro. And this is facts, bro. This nigga said, Biden's mistake is that he thinks he was elected to transform the country. But actually, everyone just wanted less drama. Bruh. Whoo, bruh. That is facts, nigga. Real talk. It's like niggas just wanted less drama, bro. Because that nigga Trump just was doing a lot of shit. You know what I mean? Like letting a lot of bullshit slide. And I'm not super politician like I told y'all niggas before. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. But this nigga's right, though, because that's exactly where I fall under. I don't really know the nigga like that. But I did want less drama. It just felt like a lot of shit was going on, bro. It's like, bro, like the country is like in uncertainty. You know what I mean? on a big scale. You know what I mean? And like, niggas was like, yeah, we just want less drama, my guy. Like, I don't, like, nigga, like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck that nigga Trump, because that nigga was just doing too much. Like, bro, chill. You know what I mean? That nigga played it like it was a reality show or something. Like, nigga, fuck all that shit, you know? But, yeah, but definitely less drama. And anybody out there that wanted less drama, man, round of applause for y'all. And shoot, like I said before, I don't really give a fuck about any of that shit. You feel me? If you vote for Trump or not, nigga, like, I really don't care. At the end of the day, no president has ever put bread on my table, food for me, got food for me to eat from the store. Ain't do none of that shit. You know what I mean? Put gas in my car. None of that. Everything I got and own and going to pursue and pursuing currently and go and receive and get them goals and all that, bruh, cause from my hard work, nigga. I ain't giving it to no damn president. Like, what these niggas think this is, bruh? Because of this president, I did better. No, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. Like, it's cause of me, nigga. What you talking about? But yo, let's tap into the news report. Bat, 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 bat. News. Ooh, 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 report. Hey, bro. It looked like Apple's discontinuing the iPod. Bruh. The iPod Touch, man. Bruh. This is a classic for me, nigga. Like, for me. And it's been like, what? Like, that joint came out damn near like 20 years ago. Not 20 years ago. Is it 20 years ago? I don't know. Damn near close to. You know what I mean? Like, no, not 20 years ago. Because the first iPhone came out in 08. So like 10 years ago or something like that? Yeah, man. But anyways, bruh, I remember when the iPod Touch came out, bruh. Nigga, I was ecstatic. I remember this one thing. I'm gonna tell this story, bro. I'm gonna tell this story. All facts. All right. So there's this one nigga I was cool with. I was cool with this nigga. This nigga wasn't my friend. I was cool with this nigga. I had to lay that down. You feel me? And this thing, I remember, like, he came back from Christmas, winter break, right? We came back from winter break, and we had strength and conditioning class together early in the morning. It was like the first class. I don't know why I picked that class to sweat and whatnot in the first period. Probably because I didn't want to do nothing in the first period, you feel me? So nigga did that. But I was sweating. Then make sure you bring deodorant, all this other shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was kind of, I should have not done that. It's all good though. Anyways, First period with this nigga. This nigga name was Joey, I believe. I'm not sure. Maybe Joseph, Joey, something. I don't know. Right? So this nigga was bragging about, like, yo, I got an iPod Touch. I got an iPod Touch. The iPod Touch. You know what I mean? And in my head, I just had a bad Christmas. You feel me? Because, like I said, when I was younger, nigga, I used to get in a lot of trouble. So I had a bad Christmas. And I'm like, nigga, I'm finna steal this nigga shit. You feel me? And this nigga made it so easy for your boy, because I remember, like, when you scheming, you feel me? You scheming on a nigga, plotting on a nigga. You see his moves, how he moves. Like, niggas make patterns, you feel me? They walk to their next class and, like, a pattern. They might go around the building this way. Niggas most likely do the same thing. Like, they're, you know what I mean, built into this routine. That's why, like, me, it's just me, like, it's a sidebar, right? Like, go to the gym, go to work, go to my mom's house, go to anywhere, really. If I go there a lot, I always take different routes. And I don't normally take the same route. And I think it's because it comes from that, like, me, like, scheming and stuff. Not thinking, like, people are after your boy, nothing like that. But, nigga, detectives and stuff used to try to pull up on a nigga, bro. Like, detective used to follow your boy, bro. Like, shit, I've been through some shit, bro. So I think that just built in me. So now I always take like different routes, bro. You know what I mean? Like, if I go to the gym one route, I don't take that same route back. I'll take a different route. Like, bro, I mix it up. But anyways, I was plotting on this nigga scheming, you feel me? Seeing this nigga moves and everything like that. And bingo, something popped up. This nigga lost his locker to his locker. You feel me? He lost his lock to his locker. And I'm like, and this nigga used to just put his stuff in there. Not a lot of people know a nigga had an iPod Touch, but I did. I remember a nigga was kind of like, he wasn't bragging in front of me, but I kind of took it like that. You feel me? So I'm like, oh, this is going to be easy. So when niggas leave, I'm about to just be in the bathroom, right? So, nigga, I was in the bathroom. The PE coach or whatever, the strength and conditioning teacher, coach, was like, oh, we're going to the locker room or whatever the case was. I'm in the bathroom, right? Wait until everybody clear out from the locker. Everybody cleared out. I went to this nigga locker, right? And took the iPod Touch and put it in the bathroom, but behind the toilet, covered with toilet paper. And the thing is, not a lot of people use that bathroom in the locker room. It's not, unless it's like during football or like something, but this early in the morning, you feel me? Like, what time was it? Like 8? We only had that class, and then they had another strength and conditioning class after that, but people ain't using the bathroom like that. You know what I mean? And people ain't looking behind the toilet and shit either. You know, you feel me? So I put that joint there, bruh. Then there's like a back door to the locker room area. I put a small ass rock in like where the door would shut so I can open it from the back. You feel me? Like, from, because when my class is over, I need to be able to get in there, and I can't just go in the locker room because it's not my class. Like, that's not, I have to be in another class. You feel me? So anyways, then I plot this whole shit out, man. I'm smooth with it. So I go to my period, after I put the rock in the door, you feel me, that back door, I go to class or whatever, normal strength and conditioning. We come back, and this nigga's like, yo, my iPod Touch is gone. This nigga was like, man, Justin, I know you got it. I was like, nigga, I don't got your shit, bro. What are you talking about? He's like, man, let me look at your backpack, whatever. I was like, nigga, all right. Remind you, nigga, I'm that nigga, bro. Like, I understand this shit, bro. This one, I was like stealing a lot of nigga shit, so I already knew what's going on. I already looked like a suspect, you feel me? So you gotta plan accordingly. You can't have the shit on you, bro, but you gotta have it in distance, you feel me? Distance be able to be reached or whatever. You gotta be able to know what you're doing. I planned this whole shit out, 'cause I knew this nigga was gonna try to look at me for some shit. So buddy did that, and he's searching through my stuff. I was like, bro, I don't got your stuff, bro. Obviously, you see that. Empty out your pockets. I was like, nigga, all right. Empty out my pockets, bro. Ain't nothing on me, bro. I don't got it. I was like, someone else took your stuff, bro. This nigga, like, was panicking. And he, like, told, like, the teacher and all this other stuff, saying this stuff was missing. Then niggas was searching everybody's stuff. Not everybody, but, like, you know what I mean? Some people that look like suspects or whatever. But I was the first one to get searched. And I was like, man, I ain't got it. But in my head, I'm like smiling. You feel me? Giving him that Grinch smile. KK got this plan, nigga. So anyways, everything go cup of steady. You feel me? We leave. Like, security came in there. You feel me? We leave and everything like that. And then I'm going to my second period. And I told my nigga, well, my nigga at the time, I'm like, hey, bruh, I got an iPod Touch. And he was like, nigga, what? How? Where? You know what I mean? All that. I was like, nigga, don't worry about it. But nigga, I got it though. Hey, you got to come with me to go pick it up. And he's like, oh, okay. He was like, who'd you get it from? I was like, that nigga Joey, I believe. Like I said, I'm just going to call it nigga Joey because I don't really remember the nigga name. I was like, that nigga Joey. And he was like, oh, where you got that nigga's joint, man? He was over here like flaunting and shit. I was like, yeah, bro, you feel me? I had to get it real quick and whatnot. So period started. I'm like, bro, forget that class. I'm about to just go to sweep. Sweep is like when you tardy, they send you into this room. I don't know if y'all had it in y'all high school. Nigga, I go over there. like I said, went through the back door. I was like, nigga, it's in the locker room. But he's like, how we gonna get in there? The doors are locked. I was like, nigga, don't worry about it, bro. I got it. So went around the building through the back door I was telling you about. But this one, everybody's in class. We had to make sure everybody's in class. We had to make sure the security guards were like towards the front of the school and stuff like that. So we go walk over there. Going to the locker room, but we had to wait until niggas was in the weight room. So man, we played this waiting game for a while. Then went through the back door. Back door's open. It's like, nigga, how'd you have the back door open? I was like, nigga, I put the rock in the freaking in the socket part. So the door was open the whole time. He's like, nigga, you smart. I was like, you feel me? So he's like, where is it at? I was like, nigga, it's in the bathroom. Went to the stall, went behind the toilet. I was like, right here, bro. And he was like, ah, damn, nigga. So we just geeked, you feel me? Left. Went straight to sweep to the tardy class because there's no way they're less in class. But yeah, man, hey, that's my first iPod Touch story. After that, nigga, I had hella iPods. I stole a lot of iPods, bro, but that was the first one. And then I jailbroke it, nigga. I did a lot of shit to it. That was my first cell phone in a way because I jailbroke it. And if you know about jailbreaking, you feel me, you can text off of it. So bro, I was texting hoes off of it, bro. I was doing the most off of it. And then you got to make sure you scratch off the serial number, because Apple used to have the serial numbers actually on the back of their products. Now they got the serial number actually installed in the settings, you feel me? But in the beginning, if you know, it didn't used to be like that. It used to be on the back. So we used to scratch off the serial codes so nobody could ever be like, yo, that's my joint. And I'd be like, it's not, nigga, it's mine. And niggas would be like, yeah, it is, da da da. And they say something about serial code, they'd be like, yo, they'd be like, my serial code is off. My brother, this don't got a serial code, bro. I scratched off my serial code. And I showed them, and it'd just be like that. And they'd be like, they can't really say nothing, you feel me? Man, bro, hey, that was back in the days. Niggas was wildin', bro. Like I said, bro, I probably had like 50 of these hoes, bro. But that story I just told you was my first, very first iPod Touch. I probably had like 50, bro. Real talk. Wild. Wow, this crazy getting discontinued, but it is what it is. Man, that was a good news story. And I shared some story, personal stuff with y'all. All right, let's keep it going. Next thing, man. Hey, espressos. Y'all coffee drinkers. Y'all coffee drinkers out there. Them espressos. Hey, give me 20 espresso shots. Y'all wild ass niggas, bro. Espressos may carry heart risks not seen in coffees. Not seen in instant coffee. Studies find. Bro, y'all niggas better relax, bro. Ooh. You don't get messed up. So y'all niggas be careful, bro. They might even... Yo, cholesterol, bro, what does it say? Where is it at? Higher level of cholesterol in the blood and issue which is linked to heart problems, including stroke. Nigga, relax with the espressos, bro. That shit's not it. It's not, bro. Y'all gotta chill, bro. Just wake up. You feel me? I don't know, like, I don't drink coffee. I don't do no freaking any of that type of stuff, bro. Energy drinks, none of that. Because, bro, I don't need none of that shit. My mind is powerful, bro. If I say I'm awake, nigga, I'm awake. It's just how I work, bro. Like, I'm too strong-minded for any of that other extra shit. You feel me? So, but if you're a coffee drinker, y'all need to really chill. Y'all need to really... chill, man. You feel me? Yo, on the upside, the thing about Russian, bro, Russian money, ruble, becomes the world's best performing currency this year. And that's wild, nigga, because these niggas is sanctioned everywhere. The war ain't looking smooth for these niggas, but for some reason, these niggas is still like coming up on top somehow. I thought that shit would be like worthless, because it was like a couple months ago. That joint was damn near like worthless, bro. Now their currency's like up there. I'm like, word, aight, bro. Hey, man, it be like that. Yo, stock niggas, you stock niggas, bro. Yo, Whew, brother, the stock market took a nasty hit, bruh. Probably like one of the nastiest hit I've ever seen. I've ever heard of either, bruh. Bruh, more than $7 trillion has been wiped out from the stock market, bruh. You know, $7 trillion, not $7 billion, not $7 million, not $700,000. $7 trillion, bruh. That's a lot of bread. That's a lot of bread, bro. Whoo, that should plunge 28% this year. Bruh, that's crazy. That's like, yeah, I'm super, super, super straight off any of that stock shit. That's what I'm telling y'all, bro. Like, I'm straight. Super straight. Like, I ain't doing no type of stocks anytime soon. It's not the vibe. It's not for me. It's not like that. I don't know. This joint's not for me, man. It is not for me. But if it is for y'all, man, y'all do y'all thing, man. Gas going crazy still. So if y'all driving, come into work like hella far, man, y'all need to chill out, relax, pump y'all brakes. Like, I don't know. Y'all got to do, y'all just got to switch that up because it's getting wild. It's getting wild out there. Hey, there's another thing. Forbes is putting out the list about like rich people and all that other stuff. You feel me? Messi was number one with the athlete that made the most bread. Then you had LeBron James, and then you have Cristiano Ronaldo, and then Neymar and stuff like that. So those were the top, you feel me? And it's funny too, because niggas was talking all this shit about Conor McGregor making all this bread. I don't really like that nigga, but Conor McGregor making all this bread and all this whatnot. I was like, because these niggas didn't play. That's the only reason why he was number one. Now these niggas played, where the nigga at? That nigga's not in the top 10. You feel me? Like, come on, my nigga. Like, I don't know why that nigga was bragging all about that, about COVID. You feel me? Niggas ain't played. That's the only reason why you got number one. And it wasn't high either. Like, yo, yeah. It was low. But anyways, so then they put out a video, which was cool. They put out where the richest people live and stuff. So we about to listen to this real quick. See where it at.
Where do the world's richest people prefer to call home? Despite some shifts within the rankings, the most popular locations are largely the same as 2021. These are the top 10 cities with the most billionaires. In 10th place is Seoul. The South Korean capital is back on the list for the first time since 2019. Three of Seoul's four billionaire newcomers are self-made. Dropping from the number 8 spot, San Francisco is home to four fewer billionaires than last year. The city actually welcomed a stable of new, ultra-rich entrepreneurs, but the plunging fortunes of others left the city with a net loss. In 8th place is Mumbai. The Indian metropolis held on to the number 8 spot with a net gain of 3 billionaires compared to last year, including Falguni Nayar, who became India's richest self-made woman, with an estimated net worth of $4.5 billion, after taking her beauty and fashion retailer Nykaa public in November. The city's richest resident, Reliance Industries chairman Mukesh Ambani, single-handedly makes up for more than 30% of the collective net worth of Mumbai's billionaires.
30%?
Taking the number 7 spot is Moscow. Moscow lost more billionaires than any other city on the list amid the fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. All but two living in Russia's capital came away worse off than they were a year prior. Vladimir Lizin, the chairman of steel products manufacturer NLMK Group and Moscow's richest person, shed about $8 billion of his personal wealth. 26 others fell off the billionaires list altogether. A hub for self-made billionaires, China's Silicon Valley fell to number 6 after losing 9 billionaire residents over the past year. Three were investors in the vaping company Smoore International, whose shares plummeted 64% as the Chinese government threatened a crackdown on electronic cigarettes. Shenzhen's richest person, Ma Huateng, also took a hit. The internet media tycoon's fortune dropped by more than $28 billion since 2021. Shanghai lost fewer billionaires than other Chinese cities, but still saw its stable of super-rich residents drop from 64 to 61. Bucking the trend, Shanghai's richest person, Liu Yongjing, the chairman of agriculture and chemicals firm East Hope Group, more than doubled his fortune to an estimated $13.2 billion. London rose to number 4 as it relaxed long-standing pandemic restrictions. Though it had a net gain of 3 new billionaires, the city actually welcomed 6 new 3-comma club members, including the first Bulgarian and Estonian citizens ever named billionaires by Forbes, all of whom have their primary residences in London. Another city with a dramatic drop in billionaires, Hong Kong lost a dozen amid a year of market tumult and strict COVID-19 protocols, the stalling tourism industry knocked casinos and hotel billionaires from the city's super-rich ranks. Increased government scrutiny unleashed a world of pain for the super-rich in China's capital, who have shed $174.3 billion from their collective net worth since 2021. A total of 17 billionaires fell below the 3-comma threshold. A rare winner among the turmoil was Zhang Yiming, the founder of TikTok owner ByteDance and Beijing's richest resident, who is $14.4 billion richer than last year.
Damn, nigga,
a fresh infusion of wealth and trouble in Asia's markets over the past year helped end the short-lived reign of Beijing, which usurped New York as the top billionaire city for the first time in 6 years in 2021. New York gained 8 new billionaire residents over the past year, more than any other city on the list. Most are in the finance industry, including Thrive Capital founder Josh Kushner, while other NYC newcomers include the first NFT billionaires identified by Forbes, Devin Fisner and Alex Atala, the co-founders of the buzzy blockchain startup OpenSea. Despite the heightened competition, media magnate Michael Bloomberg remains the richest resident, accounting for some 13% billion of the city's total billionaire wealth.
But it was up, bro. Damn, bro. That's wild, but hey, man, that's that Forbes stuff for you, though, man. It's cool to, like, look at that stuff, man. I don't know, like, to me, I get motivated by it. Like, I don't hate on it. Like, I don't, like, talk stuff about it. I'm like, man, how can I get up there, you feel me? I just want my piece of the pie. And I know damn well for a fact I can have my piece of the pie. And when I first started thinking, like, about getting bread, bruh, I was like, bro, I got to get this bread up. Like, this is when I started, like, really thinking about bread, bro. And the first thing I can think of is, like, I was always a hustler, you feel me? Like, nigga, I sold candy bars, you feel me? Car washes, you know what I mean? I was a hustler, bro, door to door selling candy bars. I did the damn thing, bro. Always a hustler. But the first time a nigga was really trying to get some bread, I'm talking about like more than $1,000, you feel me? Because before, I just selling those real quick to get a video game, which is like $50 or something. You know what I mean? So when I was thinking about getting some real bread past $1,000 is when your boy got a great idea. To me, it was a great idea, nigga, because I started getting bread, nigga, when I started selling trees. And I told y'all, man, I was going to give y'all this story. I was going to give y'all this part on, like, why and how I started to get into selling trees. So this how it went down, bro. Let me tell you how it go down. So I'm chilling with my niggas, right? Then I'm smoking at the time. You feel me? Smoking trees and whatnot. So I'm chilling at the time with my niggas one time. We went to, I can't say my plug's name, you feel me? So I gotta, like, and it's funny, like I said, I seen the nigga at the gym. I cut my hair and I look very different, so I don't think the nigga, well, shoot, back then he did see me, like, with, like, without a beard or anything like that. Like, I ain't never had, like, a heavy-ass beard, but, like, I had little dreads. I didn't really have facial hair when I was selling trees, so you probably still would remember me. I look the same pretty much. But okay, so we went to this dude's, I gotta switch these names up. All right, we went to this dude's, Dwayne's house, right? We call this nigga Dwayne. Went to this nigga Dwayne's house. And then his good friend, Victor, was there chilling. And I was chilling there and whatnot with my niggas and whatnot. Niggas was smoking trees, talking, whoop-de-whoop. Dwayne is, I shared this with you guys, one of my good friends committed suicide. R.I.P. Trabby B. Dwayne is his brother. And so we chilling, you feel me, at this nigga's apartment, this nigga Dwayne's apartment. And these niggas started talking about, you know what I mean, like pounds and stuff. I'm like, huh. I never seen, like, nigga, I have bought trees before. My niggas have bought trees before, but we never really thought about being the actual plug. But we knew a lot of niggas that smoked, you feel me? So when the niggas start talking about pounds and stuff, getting from Mexico, this, that, and the third, whoop-de-whoop. And I'm like, bruh, how do I get on? You feel me? Type of thing. I'm like, nigga, how do I so I asked the nigga. I asked the nigga Victor. I'm like, hey, bruh, how do I get me a lot of weed? And this is a time, bruh, I didn't know, like, QPs and all this other shit. Because niggas used to just buy. At the time, we only smoke Reggie mids, you know what I mean? Like, we'll smoke like some fire stuff, like once in a blue moon. Very few, nigga, like, keep it shit 100. Very few. Because we're some young broke niggas trying to get high, you feel me? Off of trees, not high off of like heroin or none of that wild ass shit. Hell nah. So, I asked the nigga, and he's like, yo, come to me with $50, I'll give you an ounce. And I'm like, nigga, what? Cause nigga, we will get a dub from trees, right? We'll get a dub from trees. And I'd be like a couple blunts, whatever. And I'm just $50. I'm like, nigga, that's three dubs. Nigga, we do that like it's nothing. You feel me? So I was like, all right, bruh, I'ma be back. Like next week or something like that, I told him. I don't know, a couple of days next week, something like that. And he was like, okay, I'll have that ready for you. I was like, all right. So I went to the nigga. And sure enough, nigga had the shit ready for me. I was like, hey, bro, here's the 50. He's like, all right, here's the ounce. I was like, cool. Then I had to ask the nigga, I'm like, yo, like, how do you like break it down? And he's like, oh, this how you need to get a scale. Yo, this is how much you weigh, this, that, blah, blah, blah. You got your nicks, you got your dimes, you got your dubs, you feel me? You got your half, you got your quads, you got your eighths, and you got the ounce and stuff like that. Nigga told me that. I didn't know the higher prices when it got higher, you feel me? I didn't know how much an ounce was because I never bought an ounce. I didn't know how much a freaking QP was because I never bought a QP, nigga. I never know how much a pound was because I never bought it, bro. You know what I mean? I only bought what I needed to smoke at the time and smoke with my niggas. And the most that we probably ever got was a dub because that can get us all high. And it would have been smarter and wiser if we would have bought more at a time because we got it cheaper. The more that you buy, the cheaper it is, of course. You feel me? And the longer it'll stretch. But we weren't thinking at the time, young niggas just trying to get high. So, all right. So a nigga break it down, tell me the prices, this, that, and the third, whoop de whoop. I'm like, shit, all right, cool, nigga. So, got my ounce. And I'm like, well, shoot, nigga, first I gotta tell my niggas I'm on now. You feel me? I'm on deck, nigga. So I tell my niggas I'm on deck. And they're like, oh, snap, nigga, you really going to do it? I was like, yeah, bruh. Like, nigga, I got to get to this bread. So let me back up just a little bit. I got to tell y'all, like, how a nigga, like, was raised and shit. Like, all right, bro. Like, nigga, at the time, like, I didn't have the flyest clothes. And I didn't have the most clothes. I think I told y'all before, we used to always shop at Ross. And Ross is like a gamble, nigga. Like, you gambling and for the, like at a casino. And for the most part, what happens at a casino, nigga? You lose your money. So there ain't no really fly shit at Ross. At least the stuff that my niggas were wearing and stuff like that. And the stuff that I wanted. You feel me? My sneakers is up there at the time. They probably like $90 and stuff. Like the sneakers now are like way up there, but at the time it was like $90, $80, you know what I mean? All that stuff. My mom's like, hell nah, not spending bread on that. You feel me? Dad too, all them niggas was just like, nah, clothes I wanted, stuff like that, like, nah. And it was cool that like Soulja Boy and all them niggas started wearing just white tees and plain shirts. I'm like, oh shoot, nigga, we can do this. You feel me? But like when it was like other stuff going on, like Nike shirts and just all that stuff, bro, like we just didn't have the bread to do it or get it. So we used to like get like, I don't know, just like, I ain't gonna say raggedy, cause I'm blessed and thankful I at least have clothes, you feel me? But it just wasn't it, nigga. You feel me? Like, y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, especially like in high school, college, you feel me? Like first year, second year, shit like that. Like, you wanna dress a part, you feel me? So like all this stuff going through my head, I'm just like, damn, bro. That's a big reason why I started stealing too. And also I wanted attention as well from like my parents, cause I never got it. You feel me? So when I got in trouble, I got the most attention. And definitely when I got in trouble, I got attention from the girls too. That shit was a plus plus, you know what I mean? But anyways, like the stuff I wanted and whatnot, like niggas wasn't like, you know what I mean? Trying to give me what I wanted, bro. Like it was mad whack. But the thing is, I knew for a fact they were trying harder to get my brother, my younger brother stuff, right? Like they'll go above and beyond. Like Christmas, I told you with the iPod thing, I didn't have a good Christmas, but this my younger brother had a good Christmas. Like, I don't know, bro. I always got like the end of the stick, you know what I mean? Like just the whack side of things, nigga. And it's just trash, bruh. You know what I mean? I always look back and I be like, damn, nigga, like y'all niggas really treated me different. From the jump too. Like it wasn't from like when I started getting into trouble or nothing like that. It was before then. And I understand now being older, like, bro, all I wanted was, like, attention from these niggas, love, affection, like, cool shit, you know what I mean? Like, try to get to know a nigga, this, that, whoop-de-whoop. These niggas was doing none of that. These niggas was doing to everybody else. And I'm like, bro, that is whack, you know what I mean? Like, at the time, I didn't know, you feel me? So I was just dealing with the emotions. So I would do the best thing I know what to do, and that's for getting trouble or whatever, right? Then I'm like, oh, snap, I get attention now. Now these niggas are saying my name and all that. You know, I would get whooping sometimes, but shit, at least I got the attention, though. You feel me? And it wasn't on my brother. It wasn't on my sister. Like, shit was on me. And I don't know. I think that weighed out more than a whooping. You know what I mean? But that's that, right? So, okay. Nigga didn't have bread. I didn't have a job at the time. And shit like that. So it wasn't like I wasn't able to get the stuff that I want to get. So I'm like, bro, I need to figure out a way. And that's when like that light clicked in my head when the nigga was talking about the pounds and all that. Coming from Mexico, I'm just like, bing. Like, nigga, I've been a hustler. I've been hustling, stealing, flipping shit. Like, nigga, I've been doing this shit. But now, like, I need something that's like, that's constantly coming in. It's not residual, you feel me? But I need to constantly come in. Like, nigga, I can't be stealing iPhones and shit all the time. You feel me? That come every now and then, sell for a couple hundred, and I'm good for a little bit. But I need something that's constantly coming in. Like, every day I could probably get something. You feel me? Like, just constantly bread just racking in. Just some days I made more than other days and shit like that. I just needed that. You feel me? And I was like, oh, shoot, nigga, I know how much my niggas spend on trees. Cause imagine if my niggas buy from me, the niggas that we smoke with buy from me, my name start being out there, and other niggas that I knew that I ain't really chill with like that buy from me as well. Like, come on, you feel me? So I'm like, hell yeah. And then, nigga, I had a plug. So okay, now I got now y'all got the backstory. I'm like, why a nigga did this shit? You feel me? Really for bread, attention from girls getting like the cool clothes, cool pants. I mean pants, cool shoes. You feel me? Be able to buy a haircut, cause mom and them ain't never want to do a haircut. They just want to cut it themselves, which was trash. So be able to do that. You know what I mean? Like all that, like cool stuff. back then and when you're younger, like what you think is cool, right? And these niggas, like parents wise, them niggas would just focus on grades and school, this and that. I'm like, nigga, fuck all that shit, nigga. I'm trying to get these hoes, nigga. Like, you can't get hoes with some good grades, nigga. No, you can get hoes with some J's on. You feel me? Pants sagging, nigga. Looking fresh, smelling good. Nice haircut or nice lineup, whatever the case might be. Like, so, niggas started, like, that's what I'm saying. That's a big reason why niggas started stealing a lot of shit, bro. I stole damn near everything you can think of, nigga. From belts, shirts, undershirts, pants, boxers, nigga, socks, shoes, nigga. I used to steal. I used to run up every store you can think of, nigga. It came to the point that, nigga, I was just stealing just to steal shit, but didn't even need the thing that I stole. Like, I was just stealing it. You know what I mean? Because it was just a habit. It was just like what it was. So, like, I used to never buy chapstick ever. Never. I thought that shit was a waste of money. Candy, same thing. Never, ever. You feel me? And I ain't never get caught either, bro. So, all right. Got the ounce. Got the ounce, you feel me, for 50. If I break the hoe down, I'm like, bro, I can make way more than that, bro. You feel me? Like, I was thinking in my head, because we used to buy a lot of dubs. I was like, bro, I can make like $200 off of this and whatnot if I stretch it out right and I do it right. And basically, nigga, that, you know what I mean? I made it was like 100 and something. I smoked some of it. So like 100 and something. And I'm like, cool. So now I got the $100. Now I know this part, bro. I know this part, bro. Don't get high on your own supply, all that shit. Like, I knew that. I kind of messed up a little bit, but I still made my bread to be able to get two. Because when you start with one, you got to go back and grab two. After that, you grab four. Four from 8, 8, 16, you go up and up. You feel me? Quarter pound, half pound, pound. Like, nigga, that's how the shit got to go. And I knew that. I'm a hustler, nigga, at the end of the day. I've been messing up here and there. Back then, I wasn't super disciplined. I should have been more disciplined. I would have made more bread. It's all good. So, nigga, I start going back like clockwork. You feel me? Nigga, I was selling out like a mug, bro. Just trees was going, bro. Bread was coming in just. But the trees, nigga, as soon as I got the shit, I told niggas I'm back on deck, whatever. Bro, that motherfucker was gone, bro. I was like, damn, this is tight. You feel me? Nigga, on probation too while I'm doing all this shit. Because I was on probation when I was 17. So, like, I ain't start selling trees until I was, like, I believe 18. 18? Yeah, I believe it was 18. Yeah, 18. So, yeah, bro. So, I was on probation doing all this stuff, bro. Like, doing it, right? So, then, bro, my good friend, you feel me? I'm going to call this nigga. I was about to say Rico, but hell nah, bro. That's a racketeery charges, nigga. Hell nah. I'll call this nigga James. So this nigga James, bro, starts seeing how much bread a nigga was getting in. I used to tell this nigga too. I'm like, nigga, that's how much bread I'm getting. He was like, nigga, what? Nigga James was like, bro, how the hell you do all this? I'm like, bro, that nigga Victor put a nigga on, bro. And I used to bring ounces and stuff for this one nigga under me. Cause I was his plug, just like how Rico was my plug. I mean, not Rico, Victor. So Victor was my plug. Yeah, so I had this one other nigga. We called this nigga Calcium. This nigga. Damn, I was about to say that one nigga's name. That's good, didn't it? Okay, this nigga. We called this nigga Calcium, but this nigga was Bro, we call this nigga we have funny names for people. We call this nigga Calcium because this thing has some big old teeth, bruh. Like, damn, nigga, what do you do? Like, all you do is just drink. So we're thinking about cow teeth. Like, cows like milk, you know what I mean? So I was like, so we call this nigga Calcium. Still to this day, I don't know this nigga's name, bruh. So I call this nigga Calcium, bruh. Still, like, I don't know this nigga's name. But anyways, this nigga used to be under me. This nigga used to grab a couple ounces from me. Like, when I get nigga got, you feel me, like, the QPs and like that. The halves, the pounds. Then you grab a couple ounces off of me. And this nigga used to come to me like, bruh, like, he used to sell it pretty fast, too. So that was kind of cool. But, yeah, bro, I used to sell this shit, like, right out the house, bro. I used to keep the trees in the house, in my room. Like, bro, like, I was whatever with it. If I got caught, it is what it is. But I never got caught. So, hey, bro, I was slick like that. So, anyways, I'm selling this whole shit, flying off the shelves, bro. Making hella bread. So, this nigga James was like, bro, where you getting all this bread from? I told this nigga. And he was like, bro, you really selling like nothing? I'm selling. He was like, bro, like, how I get on? I was like, bro, just bring Victor $50, nigga. He's like, man, I just give you the $50 and then we can just be honest partners. I'm like, shit, all right, cool. You feel me? So, nigga, that nigga gave me 50 because he was working, gave me 50. And then, shit, I just went with more money to Victor. And Victor was like, damn, bro, you selling fast. I was like, yeah, man. I remember when you first started, bro, you didn't really know nothing. Now you over here, big kingpin over here. I was like, hey, man, you know what I mean? We trying to do it like, you know what I mean? Money Mitch and everything like that. And he was like, yo, I see you, little nigga. And he was older than me. I was like, yeah. So a nigga gave me bounce. Bro, I was selling so damn fast, bro. And I did, sometimes they have like, because me and my brother shared the car. So this nigga, sometimes he'll take the car and I wouldn't have it, but niggas need trees or I'll be out or something like that. So I hit up this nigga Victor. I'm like, hey, Victor, like, bro, I'm out of trees. I can't get to you, bro. I need a couple ounces or I need a QP or whatever the case might be, right? This nigga Victor will pull up to my place, bro, because he knew I was good for it, right? And he knew, bro, I'd be selling. So this nigga pull up to my place and be like, this nigga will be like, bro, you selling quick. So this nigga will give, and he had a bad, every time I see this nigga, bro, whenever I see this nigga with a girl on his arm, she bad, bro, like bad as hell. He was the first nigga I seen pull like bad females, like damn, nigga, like this nigga baby mama bad, bro. Like, I'm like, nigga, what is this nigga, right? This nigga used to be like in the gym and whatnot. So, okay. So, this nigga goes. He pulls up like a BMW, Mercedes Benz. This nigga has some nice whips, bro. Nice whips. But at the time, I didn't really understand this nigga was making like car payments and shit like that. Like, if the nigga was smart, nigga would have got the trees money. Especially the money I was bringing in, bro. I was bringing a hella bread. Like, hella bread, bro. So, okay. So, anyways. He'll have his girl. I'll give him the bread. My nigga James will be like on the other side, whatever, and he'll go in, like he'll go. This is how I went down. Nigga, we'll go in the whip in the back seat, right? Windows was tinted as hell. Give the nigga the bread. His girl will hand us over Victoria's Secret bags. And then we'll hop out the car, be like, all right, then my nigga, blah, blah, blah. And leave, nigga, with Victoria's Secret bags, bruh. Shit smelling like a Victoria's Secret store. And can't really see like inside the bag of him because she was wrapped up and all that. I have like that paper shit or whatever that's in the bag. So you can't really see if you just look, right? So nigga, we'll go into my house. And my mom was there, anybody was there, they'd be like, why you gotta be to our secret bag or whatever? I had a girlfriend at the time. I was like, oh, I just got her some stuff. And like they'll be like, oh, Justin in love, blah, blah, blah. Niggas don't know, nigga. I got drugs in this motherfucker, nigga. I'm selling bread, nigga. I'm making bread, nigga. What the fuck you talking about, bro? So anyways, when we'll go upstairs, break it down. Or sometimes we just sell it whole, bro. Like we just sell it just like that. Or like, you know what I mean? Or break it down a little bit and sell it like by the pound, I mean by the ounces. And bro, bread was coming in so fast. It was coming in so fast, bro. We had so much bread at my place. I was like, bruh, we have too much bread here at this place. You feel me? Like, I don't work. If my moms or anybody see all this bread, bruh, there's going to be questions. And this nigga was like, yeah, you're right. I was like, bro, we got to open a bank account. And he was like, I was like, bro, you have a bank account? And he's like, nah. I was like, bruh, All right. I do, but like my dad, this nigga's a nosy ass nigga, bro. Nosy as fuck, bro. Like nosy, wanna be controlling, conniving, just a goofy ass, lame nigga. Don't like the nigga, bro. Never did, never will. Goofy. So anyways, I was like, bro, we got to put it somewhere. He's like, I was like, bro, all right, let's open a bank account in your name. But, bro, we need your social because he didn't have a social. I know you need the bank to open with a social and all that. So we got his social. We went to the bank. Bro, it's so funny, man. Went to the bank. I know exactly which one, but we ain't going to say that. We ain't going to say, like, the address, whatever. Went to the bank, but it is a Wells Fargo that's in a Fry's or a Safeway. Not the Fry's. In a Fry's. We went in there. Me and James went up in there. She was, bruh, was like, yeah, we're here to open a bank account, this and that, whoop de whoop. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, we can do that. And the girl was like, just talking to us normal or whatever, like, oh, how much money are you gonna put in there? And we're like, I forgot what the amount was, but it was a couple thousand. I think it was like 5,000, 8,000. Something like that, bro. It was up there. And she was like, oh. And like, we were some young niggas, you feel me? And we were some niggas. You came in there with some slides, you feel me? Durag. I had dreads. I don't know if I had a durag over my dreads or whatnot, but this nigga, it's like, bruh, young niggas, bruh, with that much bread, raise the ear. But that's good. We're under 10,000. Cause anything, if y'all don't know anything, if you deposit any straight cash, that's 10,000. You have to report to the IRS. So thank God we didn't bring that much. You feel me? Cause we sure would have just brought it straight too. Like I would just brought it straight too. Cause I didn't know about it until later about the 10,000 thing. So yeah, bro. So the lady's like, "Oh, what do you guys do?" We looked at each other, looked back at the girl, bro. First thing that came to my head, this is exactly what I said, bro. I was like, "Oh, we babysit." They're like, she's like, "Oh, you guys babysit?" I was like, "Yeah, we babysit a couple like rich families and stuff like that. They have some money, so they pay us really good." They're like, "Oh, that's nice." And saying all this shit, and we look at each other like, "Yeah, we just gonna go with this nigga. We some babysitters." So, bro, so we some babysitters, right? Doing our thing. And everything just kept going, bro. We used to go to parties, sell trees. Nigga, I was damn near everywhere with this shit, bro. Sell trees everywhere, bro. Sold trees at school. Used to have ounces in my backpack going to school, bro. And by the time school's out, bro, it was gone. I'm telling you, bro, I used to sell motherfucker fast, bro. I was that nigga when it came to this tree shit, bro. And that's good. We had to plug on because, like, you know, like people you know, like if you buy an iPhone back then, you used to get like the headphone with it, right? And I forgot where that stuff is, but it's kind of like when you go to a doctor's office, they give you like a candy, whatever. So I was like, nigga, like this was something that I only did. Well, me and my nigga, because we was in partners now. Nigga, I used to give niggas blunt wraps, bruh. I used to get the joints for free. So whenever you bought trees from me, I just give you a blunt wrap. So nigga, you ain't even gotta go to the store, nigga. You feel me? And sometimes if I was really nice with it, I even give you the munchies. I even give you some chips, nigga. Cause I had to plug on the on a smoke shop. And we used to be able to get blunt wraps for free. We should be able to get like candy for free, drinks for free. So like if I really like the nigga or if it was like a first time buyer and that nigga buying a lot or something like that, I'll make sure that nigga coming back to me every time. Blunt wraps always came with it. The drinks and the chips, maybe sometimes, you feel me, if I was feeling like it. Especially for the girls that look good, yeah, they were getting the drinks, the chips, and a blunt wrap, nigga. Them girls loved us, bruh. So we go into going all over the place, bro. I was selling in Glendale, doing it all, doing above and beyond, bro. I'm telling you, niggas, selling trees heavy, bro. Then, bro, I sold to one of my niggas. We went to the mall. We're driving back. Got pulled over by the cops. And I still had trees on me because I was going to sell trees later that day. Bruh. I ate the trees when we got pulled over. I told the nigga, I'm like, yo, drive slow until you stop. I got to eat these trees. I got trees on me. Nigga, I had about like 4 grams on me or something like that. Bruh, popped them joints open. Ate them hoes, chewing. Man, I was chewing so damn fast. And I had no water, so you had to just do a dry, no chaser. Bruh, chewing, bruh. Ate it, bruh. You feel me? Nigga pulled over. I told the nigga, yo, you got trees on you. He's like, nah, I left at your house. I was like, nigga, you sure? He was like, yeah. I was like, all right, bruh. And was smoking a nigga whip, too. And this nigga had like an Impala. Like, the back tires were 24s. The front tires were 22s. Like Impala 1978 or something like that, bro. Or 1979 joint, bro. Cadillac Caprice. That's what it was. It was a Cadillac Caprice 1979, bro. Joint was stupid, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like white, black interior, like. This nigga got this off of some nigga. I don't know who, nigga. But this nigga had 24s in the back, 22s in the front. So it was like lean forward. She was crazy, bro. Had a system. Was nasty. But anyways, but looked like a drug dealer car. If I knew anything, we could have been more secrete about it. But nigga, we was like, young niggas, you feel me? It's something that you learn when you in the game. So instead of flashing all that shit, we should have just been driving a broke down Honda or whatever. So nigga pulled us over. Told nigga, drive slow. Going to this. We should have not done this. We should have stayed on the street because that's where the main street, that's where not a lot of niggas are. But we went into a neighborhood and slew down until I was done eating, right? Two cops pull us over, pull up to us. They can smell the trees in the car or whatever. They say, you guys been smoking. I was like, nah. He was like, man, don't bullshit me. I won't bullshit you. You guys been smoking. I was like, yeah, but like a while ago, like not recently, like not in like the 30 minutes or whatever. He's like, oh man, we gotta search your car or whatever the case is, whoop de whoop. Bruh, so I ain't high right now, right? Nigga's like, yo, let me talk to you for a second. I was like, all right. Bruh, right when this nigga was like started talking to me, asking me questions, bro, I got dumb high, bruh. High as hell, higher than a mug, bro. The fastest, it was like a shot, like a rocket. Cause nigga, I was chilling, you feel me? And in my head, I remember people saying, like, when you eat trees, you get higher. But nigga, I was like, man, ain't nothing happening to me, bro. Show enough, bro. You gave that hoe about like 10 minutes or so, bro. You up there. And I was like, oh, snap, right? Bro, I'm trying to keep my eyes open, like. I'm forcing these hoes open, not even blinking. You feel me? Why this nigga talking to me? I'm like, yeah, nah. Or answering the questions, right? And he was like, okay, whatever. He was like, hey, man, let me show you something. And I was like, all right. He was like, do you know who sell these? And he pulls out, like, this nigga pulls out like a bag, right? He pulls out like a bag that has like tree bags. This is before like they had like this dispensary shit and whatnot. Y'all niggas don't know about the little Ziploc bags, bruh. Like the little small pouch bags, bruh. You keep grams in there. This nigga's like, pulls out this bag and it was like, do you know who sells these? And I looked at the bag and I'm like, bruh, that is my bag. That's me and, you feel me, my nigga James' bag. I'm like, bruh. He was like, yeah, whoever this is been selling a lot and we trying to crack down on him. And I was looking at him like, nah, I don't know, bro. Like I seen it before. He was like, oh, where? I was like, I was at a party close to over there. I was about to tell y'all exactly what I said, but now like over, well shoot, hey, case already done. I was like, by over there by Valley Vista High School, like over there. You know what I mean? I had a party over there and I seen it. That's the only all I can tell you. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, All right. Nigga was looking at the freaking nigga. That cop was looking at the nigga he was looking for, bruh. And I was like, damn, bruh. And nigga, I'm high as hell. I'm just like, bro, hopefully I don't mess up. That's the only question I remember. Every other question was like, I don't remember. You feel me? But that one in particular, because he brought out the bag, and I was like, oh, shit. You feel me? I thought the nigga was going to get me, but he asked me, do I know who this is? Been selling like crazy around here. We trying to catch him. And the whole time, nigga was looking at me. He had him in his hands, bruh. And that nigga let a nigga go, bruh. Oh. We actually got, it was one of the wildest things, bro. We kind of got let go, but we didn't. So they found trees on this nigga that was driving the Cadillac Caprice. We just call this nigga Caprice, right? They found the trees on this nigga. This dumb nigga say he ain't have trees, but he had trees on him. It was in his socks. This is stupid. So they say, yo, we just going to take these trees. Y'all follow us to the station. We're not going to arrest you, but we're going to take your fingerprints and all that. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, nigga, that's booking us. If they take your fingerprint or anything like that and take you to the station, nigga, that's getting you. You getting booked, but you just get let go. But at the end of the day, you still get booked. But the thing is, nigga, we don't get arrested. He said, follow us. And I'm like, nigga, don't follow this nigga. He's like, nah, man, he says he's going to let us go. I'm like, bro, he's not going to let us go. Nigga, so stupid. We end up going. I should have just got out the car and started like walking or something like that. It was so stupid. Went there, booked us. And another thing, nigga, I was on probation still. Bro, just got hit with some other shit. You feel me? Nigga said he was getting reported, but show did report it. They just straight finessed us. Really finessed this nigga. And I was with this nigga. I don't know why I listened to this nigga. I should have went with my gut and just left that nigga. But yeah, man. I told y'all the story when we was like driving, when we was used to, when that some nigga tried to hit a lick on me in front of my house. I told y'all about that story. That nigga was trying to take some trees from me. He eventually did, cause that damn baby lock and whatnot, bro. Been through some things, nigga. Been through. Even a nigga was selling trees and had the plug, nigga. We used to still hit licks, bro. Like, I used to still hit licks with my niggas, bro, because it was free trees. You feel me? And one thing I loved about like the whole game was, if you hit a lick, cops can't. They can't snitch on you, even if they see your face. You feel me? You just gotta be cautious in the street, but they can't. They can't call the cops, nigga. They gotta deal with it themselves or just take the L for what it is. So that's one thing I always loved about it. You couldn't snitch on me, bro. Like, you had to do it yourself. So, like, that was dope. But man, that's really what the whole selling trees stuff, bro. Why stop selling? Bro, just getting too risky for your boy, bro. Like, when I said nigga was on probation, I became on like supervised probation, nigga. Shit was getting real risky. I was, and this wasn't no motherfucking like, nowadays you get caught with trees, it's whatever, pat on the back, nigga. Nah, this is a time when niggas was really trying to send niggas away. You feel me? And I was on probation, nigga. Really playing with this shit, bro. Really playing with the nigga freedom. And it was just getting like the risk and reward just wasn't it. You feel me? Even though nigga was making some nice bread, I was like, bro, I'm just gonna get a job. And just slowly but surely just fade away from selling trees. Yeah. It wasn't really like that. I'll say that was the reason, bro. It was just getting too much for me. I was like, bro, this is too much. Then, like I said, we was hitting licks. Like, hitting licks on some serious shit. Detectives looking after your boy. Nigga, I had 2 ounces on me every day, at least when I was in college, bro. At least 2 ounces, bro. Sometimes I even had more. And I'll sell all that shit on campus, bro. I'm on probation. If I got caught on school trafficking drugs, that's what they would have hit me with. On campus, bruh. Pfft, bruh. Your boy would have been gone. You know what I mean? Like, now I'm just thinking about that stuff too. I was like, bro, I'm risking too much, nigga. And I remember my girl at the time, she would say the same thing. She was just like, man, like, you gotta stop. Like, I know the money's good. I used to take her out on dates and stuff like that. You feel me? That's the only way I could really like give her gifts, bro. I remember, bro, I bought her like Jordans with the, you know what I mean? Like she liked it, but she didn't want me to end up like going to jail, prison, or nothing like that. So after a while, she kind of got to me. You feel me? And then she was like a goody-good kid. So I was like, bro, I don't want to like bring her into like all this, even though I was. But like, but not too much. You feel me? She got into a little bit of stuff, but not too much. So, but she always held a nigga down. So that was cool. So yeah, man, pressure was just getting too much, bro. It's just, I was just like, bro, like one slip would be crazy. Cause nigga, I used to, bro, that's what I'm telling y'all, bro. I used to sell trees, right? Okay. So when I got on like supervised probation, bro, when I, these niggas would come to my place and shit like that. And then again, I had to do tasks, which was like a program that you used to pee. You used to go to a facility. I can say a facility. It was really like a facility, sound like a hospital or something like that, something big. Now it was more like a office space, or I don't know, like a building, right? Yeah, you used to go to like a building. So anyways, when I got hit with that charge I was telling y'all about, when I was like, y'all should not even go there. I got hit with that charge. So I had to do the program. If I didn't do the program, nigga, because I was on probation, all this other shit, nigga, I would have had to get hit with 2 years. You feel me? I'd have to face the court. I'd have to go to jail. So I do the program. The program, just to enter into the program, nigga, was $2,400, bro. My mom was with me and everything like that. And my mom paid it. No, did she pay it? No, she paid half of it. And I told her I'll pay the other half. But I didn't have a job at the time. But I had the bread, though. So I was like, no, but I got some money. I was like selling candy and sell some clothes or whoop-de-whoop this and that, whatever. So, okay. So she paid half and then I paid the other half, right? $2,500 all together for me to enter into the program. Now, nigga, when I had to go do my piss test, because you got to be like drug-free, whatever. Now when I was doing my piss test, you had to pay for that. You had to pay $14, I believe, every time you go pee, bruh. You had to pay these niggas to check your pee, bruh, to make sure that you are clean. I'm like, nigga, what? What kind of sense does that make? Because you already paid to get in the program, right? And they said the fastest you can do, you can get off this program with 3 months without having no diluted piss or dirty piss or nothing. I'm like, bro, I'm going to knock these three out because in my head, I'm always a hustler, nigga. I'd rather take the hit for 3 months, right? Rather than smoking trees and doing all that stuff, pee diluted and all this other stuff, like, and stay on the program longer. That means I got continuously pay that $14 more and more and more. I used to do the, it used to be random, nigga. You had to call these niggas. I want to know how it is now. But yeah, you have to call this number and they'll tell you if your color is called. My color was yellow. So I had to call on Monday. Maybe Monday call, maybe you don't. So then I'm like, okay, I'm good today. I don't got pee. This shit was a random, bro. Sometimes it'll hit you with a back-to-back, bro. Like hit you on a Friday and then it'll hit you on a Monday. Like, ooh, bro, those ones are hefty. Or sometimes in a week, it'll hit you on Tuesday and Wednesday. Bruh, then hit you on a Monday, bruh. Joints was random. Or sometimes, bruh, they won't even call you call your color until like the last day, right? What if you might test it on Monday, bruh? You could have smoked on Tuesday and you would have been straight if they don't call your color until the next following Friday. Sometimes it would happen like that. But when I say this shit's random, man, it was random. So don't, I ain't even risk it. I was like, bro, I just could take the hit for 3 months. Paid us $14. So yeah, like I was saying, bro, this is my routine. I'll sell trees, right? I need to pay these niggas $14. So I'll make sure I sell a dub. Have these niggas ready. Have the dub ready. I would drive to the place. Got to stop at, there's a Walmart down the street. I'll stop at Walmart and I'll always get a sample chicken from the chicken place or whatever, and some tater tots, right? I always get a sample. I was like, yo, let me try to sample this chicken. Let me try to sample this tater tot. Bruh, I would never buy it, but they can't deny you a sample. So I get a sample, right? I got tater tot, tater log, and also I got a chicken. I eat that stuff. I walk straight out, eat it, go to the place to go do my piss test, give these niggas the drug money, you feel me? And then I do the piss test, gotta stay in this line. And remember, those crackheads in there, meth heads, heroin heads, niggas, steroid addicts, bro, alcohol, bro, everybody was in that motherfucker, bro. Everybody was in there. But the coolest niggas was the niggas that only did trees. Like, you could tell the difference of the niggas that only did trees and niggas that was on some other shit. Cause them niggas had different lines, right? So niggas was scratching their heads, nigga had peeling their skin, nigga. Just niggas was looking disgusting out there. You feel me? Alcohol niggas looking freaking their eyes, man, that shit was crazy. The weed line was the first line, and that weed line was some cool niggas just talking. Niggas, steroid niggas, you had like ex MLB players in there, NFL players, hockey players, nigga. Yeah, like some big ass buff looking niggas, right? But they got banned from the league. Yeah, them niggas in there. Cokeheads, like I said, they got tested. These would pull their hair out. These pull like a couple hair strings out of their head to test them for cocaine. It was wild. But anyways, us, we should just go in there and pee in a double sided mirror, nigga. So I'll go in there, you give the nigga, you pay the niggas give you a little capsule. The capsule, you stay in line, and then when it's your turn to go to the front of the nigga, you'll give him the capsule with your name on it. He'll read you your name. You gotta say, yes, it's you. Then, yes, it's you. Then they let you into the bathroom. Then you go into the bathroom, nigga. The double-sided mirror is right next to the, right next to the urinal. And you know the nigga looking at you. Nigga's clear as day. This nigga looking right at your dick, bro. Like, clear, bro. There's no way you can block this shit, bro. Because the urinal was hella small. The mirror was damn near, like, turned right to you. It was right next to the mirror, bro. Like, it was right there. So, nigga would be looking at your dick, whatever. Man, I, like, pee, wash my hands. And I always come out of there. And I'd be like, bro, there's no way you voluntarily... You volunteered yourself to do this position, bro. You tell me you applied and be like, oh, I'm going to be looking at dicks for a job. Oh, sign me up. And you not gay? So I told him, I was like, bro, you got to be gay, bro. You got to be gay. Nigga, you a gay nigga, bro. And he'll be like, bro, I ain't gay. But I'm on, bro. Yeah, you are. It's cool. Like, I was like, nigga, I would never sign up for that job. Would it be me, though? You feel me? But anyways, when you come out of there, then he'll read your name again. You say, like, yeah, that's you. Because you got to give him back the cup that you peed in. You feel me? Give him back that joint. You say, yeah, it's you. Put the sticker on it, and then you got to sign it. You got to sign it twice. You sign, like, by the date, and then you sign by your name. Give it to the nigga, and then they'll hit you back, like, the next day or whatever feels clean. I mean, they'll hit you back if it feels dirty, but it feels clean, like, you don't get nothing back. But that was the whole process, bro. But that was my process, how I did it. But I ain't never, because I was working some of the time too. I was working at Amazon a little bit. I ain't never give these niggas none of my bread that I work for, bro. Hell nah. I always gave these niggas weed money, bro. Every time I had to go, I made sure, like, on my way to sell, I had to go to the person to sell the drugs, sell the trees, you feel me? And then go take my piss test, nigga. I've never gave these niggas an ounce of my own money. Hell to the nah. I was like, nah, fuck all that. But the nigga, but I was gambling a nigga life though, bro. Because I had two options in that mug, bro. Could have went to jail or take the program. Nigga did the program. But if I got caught selling on the program, not just caught by dirty piss, because dirty piss is whatever. But if I got caught, my nigga, selling on the pro, man, bruh, nigga would have been gone. That's what I'm saying, man. It was getting too much. I was like, bro, this is getting too much. And that, after the program actually helped the nigga. I ain't going front, bro. I actually did. Because it started opening my eyes up to the possibilities of me actually going to jail and me actually losing my freedom and there's more to life and stuff like that. That's when it started opening up. And that's where we gonna end it. Cause that program, They show us like these videos. We had to do like not community service, but we had to go to special classes, kind of like an AAA meeting in a way. And we had to watch these videos, and people used to tell us their like weed story, alcohol, like all that shit. You know what I mean? And we would watch like these videos of like this horrifying like drug addict people, bro. Like that's the first time I learned about the crocodile drug. I learned about bath salt. I learned about all these drugs I didn't even know before. And these people faces used to pick at their face, bro. Used to like this one nigga picked at his cheek so much, like his whole cheek is gone. Like you can put his finger through his cheek. Like, bro, shit was nasty, bro. It was nasty. I was like, So that stuff started opening nigga eyes, bro. I had to go to three of them classes. And them joints was all day, nigga. Like we did like workshops, like all this shit, bro. It's crazy. But it actually worked for your boy, because that's when I started thinking about the possibilities of me losing my freedom and all that other shit. So hey, thank God for that program, because that was the first like click to be like, damn, I should probably stop smoking trees. And that's where we gonna end it, man. I'm gonna hit y'all with the part three, tree stories, bro. And this is gonna be why your boy stopped smoking trees, man. Whoo. Hey, man. trees, man. Big part of my life, bro. Big part of my life, but not big part of a lot of other people's lives as well. And shoot, it's just time to go on, wrap it up, bro. Man, hope y'all enjoyed it. Your boy's tired. Gym, work. Oh, nigga, I didn't even tell y'all. Your boy got a new job, bro. Woo! You feel me? I got the call this morning, man. I got a new job, still with Wells Fargo. You feel me? They're my sponsors. But bro, working at home has been dreadful to my mental health, bro. Like just me mentally being Justin, bro. I'm an outgoing extrovert type of nigga, bro. I can be introvert here and there, and it was cool for like the beginning, but nigga, I've been at home for like 2 years, bro. Nigga, I need a hybrid. I need to be out a little bit, at least 3 days in the office, 2 days at home, or 2 days in the office, 3 days at home, something, bro. I need to get out this house, bro. And I'm finally having the opportunity to do that. So I'm blessed. I'm thankful. Thank you, God. Thank you to me, of course. Thank you to myself, because I did the hard work. I applied. I did everything I had to do. And again, thank you to God, man. Everything working in my favor, man. I'm blessed, highly favored, and the universe can continue to work in my favor, bro. But yeah, I just had to share that with y'all real quick, man. But we about to get up out of here. And I hope y'all just enjoyed the whole podcast, you feel me? And man, God is good, God is great. Yo, whenever we hit the licks, man, if this song was back then, man, we had definitely been playing this all day before we hit the licks. God up. Up on the key, the car gon' start up. I lost the members of the early age, they let me start up. Chop a gang of bandit sticks and drums when we move. Call another nigga over, tell him God up. Double tap the button up on the key, the car gon' start up. I lost the members of the early age, they let me start up. Chop a gang of bandit sticks and drums when we march up. Keep clutching my five stick, we checking nigga challenge. Yo, you won't see me leave.
outside the house without my hammer. And my little niggas bangin' shots, the gang in Alabama. Hey, they let me squeeze a bust, his cherry clip, hold a banana. Shit, I still can't wait to pull up on the block, Ryan found him. And I'm sliding like a sled in the snow, but I ain't sound him. My hoe know her head fast, she get to showing off for the camera. Beat it bad like Michael Jackson, think this my dirty Diana. How you let a snake up in the grass, sneak up in the house? So we get them bowls in, T2P gon' take them out. A kid Glock up on me now because I chose the paper route. You niggas better use a GPS and take the safer route. I just crossed another nigga over, tell him God up. Double tap the button up on the key.
Hey, man. But that's what it's all about, bruh. That's what it is, man. Thank y'all for being tuned in and staying locked in, man. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast, man. Man, we talk about that good, that real, that honesty, that vulnerability, that realness, that all above and beyond shit. You feel me, man? God is good. God's great. You already know what it is, nigga. From the east to the west, they know who it is, nigga. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless, nigga. None less. Yes, sir.